It's the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Monday edition now of Coffee Talk, brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it. You know, it's not often that things shake, rattle, and roll in North Carolina and Virginia, but a rare magnitude 5.1 earthquake happened yesterday around 8:07 a.m. It felt like a big locomotive going by and a big wave coming underneath the bed, Sparta, North Carolina Mayor Wes Brenegar said to CNN. A big wave coming to lift you. I've lived here my whole life and have never felt anything like that. The mayor told USA Today some foundations apparently cracked in the town and books were knocked off of shelves. A new survey has found that 57% of respondents say wearing a mask has made them much more aware of their own bad breath. This, in turn, has led to a lot more teeth brushing and likely some happier dentists. You know, you don't really think of going to Vegas to work, but MGM Resorts is hoping to lure remote workers with their new Viva Las Office package. The package includes a room at the Bellagio, or Aria, perks like extended check-in and check-out hours, access to all the hotel's amenities, and even your very own executive assistant. Prices start at just $100 a night for 3, 4, or 5 night stays. So, first, Amazon kills malls, and then they apparently move into them? Seems that Amazon is now in talks with Simon Property Group, the biggest mall owner in the U.S., to turn empty Sears and JCPenney stores into Amazon fulfillment centers. The nearest Simon Mall to us is University Park Mall in Mishawaka. And according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control, 4 people have died this year from drinking hand sanitizer, while several others have experienced bad side effects like impaired vision and seizures. The CDC has to remind people that alcohol-based products are supposed to be used to protect you from germs and should never be ingested. That is Coffee Talk for today. It's brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Come be part of it.